The deputy head of Iran's National Security Council says the only way to resolve the standoff over his country's nuclear program is through talks without conditions. Javad Vahidi told a political forum in Vienna that Iran considers the suspension of uranium enrichment to be neither a precondition for those talks nor a possible outcome of those talks. Suspending enrichment is a precondition for talks being offered by Britain, France, and Germany, along with the United States. Their plan is believed to offer support for civilian nuclear power and an easing of some trade restrictions in exchange for Iran suspending uranium enrichment and returning to talks on broader UN inspections. Vahidi says Iran needs more time to look over that proposal, as he says it's a very important matter and the government wants to maximize its chances for success. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he'll take until mid-August to respond to the plan. President Bush would prefer an answer before next month's summit of leading industrialized nations in St. Petersburg, Russia. White House spokesman Tony Snow says Iran should be able to assess the plan before then, but as it's a multilateral offer, it's not up to President Bush alone to decide when Iran should respond.
The president would like them to respond tomorrow if the answer were yes and they were ready to renounce, ready to suspend enrichment and reprocessing activities.
Snow says President Bush discussed the issue during talks in Europe this past week, and all involved in making the offer agreed that Iran should respond in weeks, not months. To ensure that the answer they receive is the considered response of the Iranian government, Snow says they've asked Tehran to pass on its decision through European Union Secretary General Javier Solana. Iran says it's enriching uranium for the peaceful civilian purpose of generating electricity. President Bush and European allies believe Iran is secretly developing a nuclear weapon. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.